This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yaimi. We are in Kalim, Perek Beis. Mishnah Hey. Today we'll do Beis Hey and Beis Vav. Ba and Boy. Ba and Boy. Yesterday, Gimel and Dalet. Gimel. Ooh, it was a long one. Okay. Water Tarn Bekli Cheres. The tavla, the tray that has no rim. The machta prutz of the open shovel has no rim. The abuv shel kaloyin, it has holes. And it has no rim. There's a big chiddush over here in this mishnah. Because you see that if it had a rim, even though it has holes, it would be mekabel to Because that's the way it's used. Rim is going to come up again today. So you see from here that having holes, usually having a hole is going to make you not a cliquey. That's the big rule we're going to learn about in the next parak. But this one, if it's meant to be used that way, obviously we feel differently about it. Aha! Sea lines, pipes, even if they are curved like a U, and they could be mekabel liquid, but they're not meant to be that way, that's not the way they're meant to be used, then they're not mekabel tumah. Ei kav, a chav kov, that's made to be a cover for their bread basket. A tvi that was modified it to cover up your grapes, and it is no longer a base kibble. Maybe it still has a base kibble, but now it's used, it was designated now through a maisa to become a kisui. Aha. So even if it has a base kibble, but now you're saying that I want to use it merely as a cover, and I don't want to use it as a base kibble anymore. So, and if you did a maisa, you could remove the Kabbalah's tumah status, as we're going to learn about a very big cloud we're going to have in Perichov Hey Mishnah Tess. Call Akedim Yeridah to Muslim B'machshava to get down into the, to make yourself Mekabel tumah, Machshava could be enough. In Oilam Adi to Muslim, to remove that status, El Bishin Maisa, one needs to do a modification. Practical modification, not just thinking. Got it? Next, tfi. Oh, we did that one already. That was the tfi. Okay. Chovis social. Okay, the swimmer's flotation device, it's not made to hold anything. It's sealed. A chovis tefuna b'shule hamachatz. This was the big kli they used to draw the oil and the wine, and it has a little handle at the bottom that's a mekabel things over there, but it's not meant to be mekabel. A bed, a chair, a bench, they don't have rims. And the chiddush over here is that you don't say tumas medris by kli cheres. I'm sure that's going to come up again. No medris by cheres. Mishnah nida vav gimel. No, I'm sorry. That's something else. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, not a Mishnah. I mean, it's a word from this Mishnah. But. Shulchan table. Okay. Boat. That's a special makar. Why is a boat not a makabel tumah? It's a makabel. It holds people. It holds their gear. It holds a lot of stuff. Nah, it's a pasuk. Derech ania belev yam. Mishle lamed yutas. You learn from a pasuk in Mishle. Hilchas tumah v'tayra. Who would have thought? Mishle, tumah v'tayra. What shaykhs? Yes, Mishle. Menorah shol cheres a menorah. We don't understand this one. How do you have a menorah that has no receptacle whatsoever? All these things are tahirim. They're not mekabel tumah. Again, tar doesn't mean tar. Tar means they're not mekabel tumah. And tumah doesn't mean tumah. Tumah means they are mekabel tumah. Not always, but in this context. And we continue the next page. This is the rule. Okay, anything that does not have a taich has no achorayim. We said that there's a tumah called tumah zmashkin. That a mashkin is mekabel tumah. Yeah. We automatically... It says mekabel tumah from a kli. The kli is a rishon. The mashka is now a sheni. That's the daraisa. But the rabbana, we take the mashka and we give it a din of an av. Right. Because we weren't wanting to get confused with the ruka shel zav and those type of things. No, we're not geyser, it should be an av. We're a geyser that should be metame kelim. That's the nekuda. Usually, kelim will be mekabel tumah from an av. This is metame kelim, but the kelim will become a shingi. Okay, everybody's got to get that. It's a, the gzeiras mashkin is that it's metame kelim. If it touches the inside of the kli, all kli is tame. If it touches the outside of the kli, cheres, then the outside is tame, even by kli cheres.
Either Kli Charjit is not Makabotum from the outside. The Mishnah is saying that if it has no Teich, though, it doesn't have that din. It has no Teich, it's not a Kli Charis. Similarly, it has no Tumah D'Oraisa, it has no Tumah D'Rabban of Mashkim. Tumah Mashkim is not applied to Pshutei Kli Charis. Yeah, okay, good. A lot of interesting footnotes down here. For another time. Dalit. Well, we're still doing Chazara. This is a long, it was a long one. The Panas, the lantern that has a base kibbutz, can kabel shem in his tome. If not, not. The Meguvas Edge, and this is the wheel of the potter, where he spins his clay and so he can form it, Gishmak. The one that he starts with it is Tahirav, because that one's flat. The one when he finishes at that point, he
uses one with a receptacle to keep the clay in place.
That has a Kabbalah, that has a receptacle, it's like a base kibble. Kabbal Tumah. A mashpech of the Baal Bayis, a funnel, it's tar. It does not makab. The Reichen who uses it to measure is tummy. Now this is important. Because even though it has a hole, but it's meant to be used with that hole with the guy putting his finger there. That's enough. Hud ben Beseir, can come up again today. Big chiddush of this. The funnel of the Reichen. Rabbi Kiva says, a noopshat. They have some of them, they have a little bulge on the side, and you tip it on the side and let it hold a little bit so they... You put some oil in there, and the purchaser, the consumer, can smell the oil, and so therefore it has a base kibble over there. Mishnah hei kisui kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. The cover of jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Curved cover, thank you. V'kisui chaviyos niyar rais. Barrels that come from niyar. Even though they have a base kibble, they are tahar. Even though they have a base kibble, Rabbi, so let's say that again, they're tahar. Why? Because they're not made to hold anything. They're made to be covers. Ahai. These things are pointed or not? They're flat?
I don't think it matters. They weren't made to
well, they can't hold anything because I think it has to be able to support itself, holding things. That we learned a couple of Mishnahs ago. Okay. V'miskinu l'tashmish. If I was miyachid it for a use, that I'm going to use this pot cover to hold things. Then tmeim is mekabel tumum, even though it's still a pot cover. But this is the concept that a kli can be mekabel tumum just with machshavum. Yeah. So that's we have distinguished that from that case with that thing used to cover the grapes, the tfi. There, we want to remove the tumah status. We said to turn it into a pot cover, you do a maisa. Here, when you want to make it mekabel tumah, make it ois pot cover, to remove the pot cover status, you need machshavas enough. Aha. Got that? Good. Kisui halafas. What is the Kisei Halafas? Bizman shu nokuv v'yishl chidud tohar. Kisui of a big pan that can hold things. If it's manshu nokuv as a hole, never can't hold anything. Or has a point, it's comes to a point on its top, therefore can't hold anything, then tar, because it can't hold anything. Okay. Fine. Good. However, v'meino nokov, there's no hole, v'eino chidud, it's not pointy, and you could hold things. Tomei, why is it tomei? It's a pot cover. Oh. Says the Mishnah, they filter the vegetables. They filter the vegetables. Why is this kisui different than all other kisui? My understanding of kisui is that mikol kisuyim. Oh. What is this one mikabel tumah? Because women used to turn over their pot covers and put in the vegetables that are cooked to squeeze out the water. Some say they use it as like a filter, different pshatim, but they use it to hold things. It has to be able to stand on its own, even though maybe they used to use it holding it with their hands, but No, it has to be able to stand on its own.
Mash the potatoes in it.
Yeah. Mash the potatoes. Well, as a tzaddik, Omer, a different shot. Pnei, yofechas olav es harunki. You put in vegetables that got stuck together, that clumped together, to chop them. Why you use the pot card for that is beyond me. Ufechas olav, you turn, how do you even read those words? After Bishl, yofechas olav, you turn onto it, you turn over into it. Fechas is to turn over. What are you turning? Fechas love, you turn the pot cover over. I guess. And you put in your rukni, your runki. Go, so you know, your wife's, the dish didn't come out so well, and you get a big chunk on your plate, and you tell your wife, next time I don't want any runkies. No runkies in my mashed potatoes. No runkies. I like that word, runki. Okay, no runkies. Mishnah Vav. Gistera, a broken shard of a kli cheres. We spoke about this a couple days ago. All different sizes. A little bit confusing, a little bit complicated. Shenimtza bekivshon, that's found in the kiln, where they make the kli cheres. Very hot oven. It's so hot that things sometimes would break in the oven itself. Ad shlonim lach, before it got finished, complete, and then it broke off. Taida. Mission Nigmar Malach, but first it was completed, it became into a Kli, and then it broke off. Tameya, it is Mekabel Tomo. Why? It's the same piece. What's the difference? I think it's just practically, people would generally, once it came off, they would use it. It says over here, you know what I'm thinking? Let me ask you a question, yeah? Would you ever buy a broken table that's like a little wobbly and say, well, you know, I'll prop it up with something, I'll put a little textbook, a phone book underneath one of the legs, I'll make it work. You know, you never would do that. You're not the type to do that. Most people won't. It's a little, you know. But if you have one in your house, and it broke, and I need to eat, I'll put a phone book there. And guess what? I'll buy a new table next week. And next week turns into next month, turns into next year, and before you know it, the grandkids want to know how come you have a phone book underneath one of your table legs. You know, that's the way people are. No one would you ever buy a car with a bumper half off? No. But you see, no, I don't think anybody would. Come on, nobody would. But you see plenty of people driving with a bumper half off with duct tape. Okay, there's a few other good reasons for that because you're already. But I'm just trying to say is the concept is that once something was already once usable, keep going. All right. Now the question is, how do you know? There's a different simonim, but it's not so clear what the simonim are. If it's red, if it's white, you could tell when it broke off. But that's funny though, because it might as you took it out of the oven regardless, and now it's broken. You never once used it. It's not really a muscle. It's not really comparable to what I was talking about, the table. So I don't really understand it. I'm just reading the words. Even though a gistera is right for use if it broke beforehand, but if it was broke beforehand, people don't care about it. Mashenki, and otherwise they do. I don't know. It's hard for me to understand it. Titros. Titros. What's titros? So it's a narrow kli cheres. Yes, I know. I have a picture too. At the bottom of it, you have many small holes. You fill it up with water, and you put your thumb on top, right? That's the classic, you know, second grader science experiment. You know, what happens with the, you ever do that as a kid with a straw, right? We all did that. We all had a lot of, wow, fascinating. It is fascinating. It is fascinating. I'm still fascinated by it. And the water doesn't come out. And then you move your finger, voila, the water comes out. What would you use this thing for? They say you would use it for sprinkling water on plants. Like a little watering can. Uh-huh. Or sprinkle water on your floor so dust shouldn't be kicked up. Uh-huh. So what's the halacha? Blazer brought sodic material. He says, listen, there's holes. These are holes that liquid can enter, and that's going to be the shear we're going about in the next parak. Just right around the corner, maybe even tomorrow. I don't think maybe tomorrow. That's the sheer cleanest mash liquid can go in. So it's taller. Now, even though you're right, you can put your finger on, water won't go out, and it's made to be used this way. No, not good enough. So this would disagree with Rebbe Masera's funnel, where you put the finger over there. We learned out in Mishnah Dalad. He disagrees with him. Mm-hmm. Because there also is a hole, but I put my finger there and I stop it. And Rehudah Maseir says, Mekal Tome. But Sardi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yossi Metame. Oh. Rabbi Yossi says, it's Tome. Mneishu Kamoitse Prutois. It gives out drips. The way it works is it gives out drips. So what do you mean? What do you mean gives out drips? They say over here as follows. It says, Lamaisa, since you put your hand there, the water doesn't go out. And even without the hand there, the water goes drip, drip. That's the way it's used. It's not, therefore, it's Mekabel Toma. Now, that's a lot. You just said a lot there. You could say that, oh, well, it doesn't always come out because I put my finger there. Okay. Or you could say it's made to be used this way. That's the function. It's not like something happened to it. That's the way it's made. Those are two separate things. They say over here, if it would have a big hole at the bottom, the BAC would hold its tar. He disagrees with Rabbi Beseris funnel. Rabbi Yossi is only being makel by the, not makel, whatever, he's only by the titros. Why? Because very small holes. It only goes drip after drip. Ahai. That combined with the fact you put your finger there, ahai, it's not makabal tomo. It is makabal tomo, sorry. That's a little bit confusing. What's the pshat? Said if they say he can't hold a green Masera, that's the way it's used. Because then why do you have to say, Kamoitze Prutois, little drips come at it. Why do you have to say that? Elamai, he's a, I don't really understand it. Some like combination factors. But they say, what's the lesson of Prutois? Prutois, like coins? They say, no. Some say the lesson of falling, things falling off. The lesson of Peret Karmacha, which is leket by a vineyard where the grapes fall down. Peret is the lesson of Peret. It's like separating. Fascinating. Okay, everybody, that's all for today. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.